Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word.
Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
Too many kids too early, you don't have the education, your husband left you, your wife left you, your dog done died, you done lost people in your life, you done lost your job, you done lost your keys to your house, you're living in your car, you're homeless, it don't matter. It's time to get up. 24 hours is almost gone, and you got one full glorious hour with me, your girl, Miss J, right here on Miss J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. That's what I'm going to help y'all do today. I'm going to push you, force you, probe you, encourage you, influence you to OD on positivity. I'm going to go ahead and get it started. That was Mary, Mary, Wick, Get Up. That's an oldie but gritty, y'all. An old school song, but it still stands true today. 24 hours almost gone. I reviewed an article, I think about a month ago, 2 months ago, that the most successful people in the world are the ones who get up early, and they actually highlighted, like, Bill Gates and all these huge multi-billionaires and, you know, all these crazy people that do crazy things, that got crazy money that we look up to, like, really, what's the secret? What do they have and what are they doing that I'm not doing? They don't even dress right. They don't even look right. Like, really, how do they make that much money? And the number one thing is that most of them get up around 5 o'clock in the morning. All of them get up before 7 o'clock in the morning. You got to get up early. The article also highlighted it's just like waiting to the end of the month to pay your bills after you've spent all your money. You want to go ahead and do everything first. First thing in the morning, first thing in the month, get it done. So by the time you get to the end of the day, you can chill. You can relax. That's why they go to the golf courses all the time. And you at lunch rushing for your hour because you at work. And you trying to hurry up and get a sandwich at the bistro. And they just chilling looking at you like, what's going on? See, by that time, they already did everything they had during the day. Now they have lunch, and the rest of the day they have meetings and discuss multi-million-dollar ideas. So y'all sitting there looking about, talking about, I don't know why I can't get that type of life. Well, the first thing is because when you wake up at 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning, the whole day is almost gone. They don't have their lunch at 10 o'clock. Oh, come on, y'all. It's time to get up. Wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, with your girl, Ms. Day. Ms. Day in the Morning is now featured on iArtistRadio.com. We started Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and starting 2013, yes, we will be featured 5 days a week, also right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. We'll be on iArtistRadio.com 5 days a week, BlogTalkRadio.com 5 days a week. We all over the place, so make sure you keep it locked on MsJProductions.com. Now, I want to make a quick announcement before we keep this party going. Those of you who are having issues, log on to the website. Thank you so much for letting me know what's going on. Our technical support went ahead and handled everything. I was like, okay, I don't know what y'all talking about because I can log onto the website. I see everything. Everybody else can see everything. But some of y'all was having some issues. So we found out what the issue was, I believe. But now I checked back with the ones who were having issues, and they're not having any issues anymore. So I need all of you guys to go onto the website and sign my guest book. I just reopened the guest book. Go ahead and sign it. Let me know how you feel. Now, I have another announcement. I did an invite on Facebook to most of you guys to sign my guest book. Some of you guys got confused and signed the page on Facebook. Well, now that's erased because it was an event and it's over. It was an invite to go to the website and sign the guest book. So those of you who got confused, I want to apologize. But you get to tell me how much you love me all over again. So log on to MsJProductions.com. Sign my guest book. Invite everybody else to do it. We want to show the world how much y'all love it and how much I love you. Oh, it feels so good. I'm going to get right back into some music. Here's Fred Hammond. I feel good and I know it. Hey.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Today, hey, if you take take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, it won't be denied. Sing it. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside.
Rod S out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place.
As
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that.
Oh, anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for His glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
He will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own. To open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. All that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired? Want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
At first He started right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water. Prayer calls for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
See, everybody got a title. But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away.
When
another God wants to take it. Much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
nostrils of man. Sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about. Give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
That is the favorite artist that I have in the past like 5 years. Molly Music, shout out to you boys. Shout out to everybody who's calling in today. Good morning. It's Ms. J in the morning. Some of y'all need some reminders to get up. It's time to get up. 24 hours almost gone. Mary Mary at the top of the show. Right after that, Fred Hammond, I Feel Good. And again, that was Kirk Franklin featuring Molly Music. Give me that. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll take ease the pain. Y'all know sometimes you don't need nothing else. Sometimes what you need is something to get straight to the point. You ever had a migraine headache and people try to tell you to lay down or have some soup or let me talk to you? No. Just give me something that'll just get right to the point. I don't need you to wait. I don't need you to go around and around and around in circles. That's how we need to be with God. We need to go straight to the source. You know, you get into a situation, and I don't know why I'm feeling this in my spirit, but I feel that someone out there needs to hear this so you can get released for 2013. Some of you guys have already experienced some crazy things in the new year, and as soon as trouble hit, as soon as the problem come, what did you do? You ran to your friends. You ran to your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister. I'm not saying you didn't pray. But you went looking for the answer in other people. You shared and said, well, you know what? I'm going through this, and this is what I feel. And you got their opinion because they know you more. You trust them. They always got your back. And then you went ahead and took what they said and ran off with it, and you felt better after you talked to them. Sometimes you even felt worse, but you took their word. Now, whatever they spoke into you, they already done planted the seed, and now it's going to manifest. How you're going to harvest whatever they planted in your spirit. You forget that you got to protect your ear gate, your mouth gate, and your eye gate, what you hear, what you see, and even what you speak. But more importantly, what you allow others to speak over you. They don't know the end. Only God knows the plans that he has for you. So when you go through a certain situation and you go through things, the first thing you need to do is talk to God, shut your mouth, and wait. Just listen. The only thing you need is something to get right to the source. And that's God. Can't nobody else do it. Your mama can't do it. Your daddy can't do it. Your brothers, your sisters, your teacher, your friend. I don't care if they saved your life, dodged a bullet for them. I don't care what they did, your grandmama, your great-grandmama, the mother's boy, your pastor. Can't nobody get you what you need. So the only thing that you need is God, and he's the only one that knows the end, that sees the end. Well, let me rephrase that. God is not the only one that knows your end. You know, the enemy knows your end, too. That's why he fights you so hard, because he knows where you're going to go. But you have to be reminded that he can't do anything without God's permission. He cannot do anything without God. He cannot do anything, without God's permission. God allows the enemy to do things. The reason why he does that is because he knows that the enemy ain't going to win. A great quote that changed my life. We know the devil is a loser. We know he's a liar. But one thing he is not is a quitter. If you need an example, go on and read the book of Job. If you ain't never read the Bible, some of y'all call it job. If you don't have a Bible, log on to Bible.com. Go get a Bible for free. It's still the number one seller in the world. The enemy has to go and ask God to mess with you, to send a distraction, to trip you up, to deceive you. He has to ask for permission. So if God is allowing it, don't give the enemy any praise. You go to God and say, okay, why did you allow this to happen? Hold up. This don't feel good. What's going on? Then you shut your mouth and wait. See, that's my challenge. My challenge is the waiting part. I can shut my mouth. Y'all know I talk all the time. I love it. I love talking to y'all. That's what I was born to do. But that waiting part, oh, Lord, that sitting there, his ways are not like our ways. The time ain't even the same. I'm sitting here like, God, okay, it's been 2 months. What's up? It's been a year. Come on, God. It's been 10 years. I don't know. I remember you said. And God is like, don't trip. Don't trip. Having the conversation before, it was revealed to us that God is a strategic God. God will move us in certain situations because he's looking 5 and 6 generations ahead. He's looking 25, 30 years down the line, and we're looking like right here, right now. I need this right now. My kids need this right now. He's like, hold up. If I give this to you now, it's going to mess up what you're going to endure and what you're going to encounter later on down the line. In that conversation, it was revealed to us that a lot of us have a checkers mentality. You know, the board game checkers, where you can jump here and there, go left, right, go backwards, and all you want to do is get to the end and say, king me, king me. And God has a chess mentality. Only a certain piece can move a certain way at a certain time. And you can't move certain pieces unless another piece moves. So those of you who understand the game of chess, you have to be patient and hold on. Everybody's trying to get to the end and get king. King me. Give me a name. Give me a label. Give me the money. And what you going to do after that? Nothing but just mess it up. That's all you're going to do. You're going to mess up your life. So why don't you just sit back and hold on? So let's get into some music. Ty Tripp is right here on Miss J in the morning. I got some news for y'all, some great things that are going on in America. So hold on right here, and I'll be right back after this.
Here we go.
Yeah.
forgot about all that you're going through. The doctor says there may be something wrong.
On top of that, all your bills are due.
And the kids are growing up so fast.
They think that they are grown.
The job is talking about laying you off.
Can't make it on your own.
Well, allow me to take the time right now
to ask for the words of prayer.
We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. So excited for all of you who have tuned in. Every little thing gonna be all right. That song got a nice little groove. I love grooving to that song, and I know y'all do too. And I know y'all like grooving with me Monday through Friday. And shout out to those of you who are on the East Coast. Because of your continued support and love, we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com. Not only 3 days a week now, y'all, 5 days a week. That's how we do it. Ms. J in the morning. Y'all like my gangster talk? That was kind of hot. I need to go ahead and keep that going. Maybe that'll wake some of y'all up. Get up! And y'all know what time it is right now. It's time for the Ms. J area code check-in. Those of you who are called in, so grateful for you. I'm going to try to get through this again, y'all, without messing up. So those of you who are on your computer, go ahead and get in where you fit in. Get in on this right now. Call in 714-816-4743. There are tons of you out there who have called in today. I don't know what it is. Y'all ready for the weekend? I am too. I know y'all are excited. I'm trying to give y'all time to go ahead and call in. So hurry up. 714-816-4743. Send a text message real quick to everybody in your area. An announcement: Ms. J giveaways will only giveaways to those who qualify. How do I qualify? The area codes that represent the most, the winner will be chosen from there. So how do you qualify to win some awesome prizes and gifts? Get everybody in your area with the same area code to call in. So those of you who live in, like, Southern Cal, where you got, like, 323-818 and all them other different area codes, y'all need to get together with some folks that got the same area code. Those of you in ATL that got, like, four different area codes for one area, y'all got to work it out. So far, North Cal got it on lock. And those of you that are on the East Coast, y'all doing pretty good, too. So if you want to qualify, go ahead and tell everybody to call in 714-816-4743. But right now, we're going to get into the area code check-in. I'm going to try to do it, y'all. Well, that's an episode. Here we go. 770-501-209-501-0313-818-323-678-917-543-6648-64-974-976-702-760-702-760-602. I did it, y'all. We made it through with the area code check-in. Rep your city, no matter where you're from. Thank you, everybody who called in today. Thank you, everybody who continues to tune in. Shout out to those of you who are listening on your computer. Shout out to all the PCs and Macs. Love you so much. Thank you, no matter how you tuned in. I'm grateful for you. So we're going to get right back into it, but right after this commercial break. So y'all keep it locked right here. It's Miss J in the morning.
Worldwide. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity. Variety show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room. Video cast and special giveaway. The website, www.lizjproductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MDMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MDMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Clap your hands with me, y'all. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm gonna dance, 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 dance. He came down here to save the world. For every man, woman, boy, and girl. So many people didn't believe what he had to say. He meant no harm, just wanted to pave the way. How can you not believe? My God made everything. Open your eyes and see. Complete the blood with me. Demons will have to flee. I believe everything. So put your worries to the side. Come, Holy Ghost, fight with me.
I'm gonna dance like I'm crazy. Cause Jesus made me. He created heaven and earth and all things. So excuse me if I take my shoes off. My God is paid the cost. I'm gonna dance, 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 dance.
Till the sun sets free. I'm truly free indeed. And since they freed me, I'm gonna dance freely. My soul is sitting all happy. I have confirmation.
confirmation that he loves me. That's all I need. I'm happy indeed. Holy Ghost party means don't sit down beside me. Stand up on your feet, please. Shout to the heavens, thankfully. Dance like I'm crazy. So happy Jesus saved me. Blessings on the daily. Blessings on the daily. I'm gonna dance like I'm crazy.
MGMT.com. Support your local artists. That's how we did it right after the commercial break. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you missed the area code check-in, don't worry. We do it every day right here, Monday through Friday, on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. Make sure you log on to the website. Updates are frequent, so you don't want to miss out on what's going on MsJProductions.com. Now, we talked about the Ms. J Forum. Those of you who continue to email me with your questions, I have people emailing me about relationships, about finances, about college, about business, about ministry, about music, and just random questions and things you want to know about me. So I decided to open up the Ms. J Forum so we can all discuss the issues that matter. Now, those of you that's trying to get into my personal business and trying to get into some stuff y'all know y'all don't need to know about, come on now. Common sense ain't common, so I'm going to go ahead and announce it. All questions will not be answered. We need to OD on positivity. So if I need to respond to you, I'll do it privately. If not, if it's something that you feel that we need to discuss on the show, go ahead and email me at info@MsJProductions.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. But we have a new poll on the website. How would you guys like to receive the Ms. J Forum? Would you like a blog, a video blog only? Would you like a traditional blog where it's handwritten and interactive on the website, or both? I'm kind of torn in between because some of y'all want me to do more videos. Some of you guys just want to email. So I don't want to overflood and annoy those people who really don't check their emails and stay on YouTube, but I don't want to neglect the folks that are only on YouTube all the time. So what do you guys think? Go ahead and log on MsJProductions.com and vote now. So far, most of you guys want to see video only. There are a few of you who said you want both. So y'all let me know how y'all want Ms. J Forum so we can keep it interactive. Yes. So all the questions that you have, keep them coming. I'm going to answer them. Shout out to all of my teams who are calling me, and those of you who are looking for guidance for graduation this year, class of 2013. Shout out to all of you guys, those of you who are graduating from undergrad and going on to graduate school, getting your master's and your PhDs and your doctorates and all them other letters behind your name. Congratulations to you, too. And I'm not going to forget about those of you who are graduating from high school and trying to get into the military or some other kind of service. Hey, no matter what the accomplishment is for this year, congratulations to you. But if you're still looking for some direction, some of y'all just stressed out. Poor babies. Y'all so smart and so brilliant and so intelligent. You got all these colleges sending you letters and accepting you. You don't know which way to go. Go ahead. Ms. J can help you along with your parents. But make sure you choose what's right for you, not what's right for everyone else. That's a quick answer to someone's question that emailed me about which college should she choose. So, Ms. J Forum, y'all help me out because starting next week I got to get it rolling. I know y'all been waiting, so go ahead, log on right now to the website, MsJProductions.com, and let me know how you want to receive the Ms. J Forum. Do you want video only? Do you want traditional blog, or do you want both? It's just a click of the button. Go ahead and vote. Do it right now while I'm talking to you on the phone. Because we got some more updates, some news that's going on, things that are going on in America. So the end of last year, we talked about the best in most things, the best cell phone companies, the best cell phones, the actual phones to buy. We did the top 12 countdown on all the songs that were played throughout 2012. But now they've actually reported the 10 most hated companies in America, the companies that are doing horrible, that people do not like. Top 10 most hated companies in America. One of them kind of hurt my heart because I'm doing pretty good with it. But at number 10, Hewlett-Packard, HPs. People are hating the computers. The desktops, they're like hating it. Their shares are down 40% in 1 year. That means investors are like, nah, y'all ain't doing it. Y'all ain't making no money. Y'all ain't making me no money. I'm out. I have an HP. I love my HP. It's doing pretty good so far, so I'm going to keep my eye out. If I need to upgrade and get another computer, y'all know how Ms. J do it. Number 10, HPs. Now, at number 9, Sears. Sears go way back. I used to shop at Sears when I was younger. I mean, I haven't shopped at Sears in a long time, so maybe that's why they're not doing good, because I ain't been supporting Sears in years. Sears and Kmart is actually connected with Sears, but, yeah, they're doing pretty bad. They're at number 9. And number 8, Nokia, or Nokia. Y'all know the cell phone? And number 8, most people are hating those phones. They are not liking it at all. They can't stand it. Throwing them away, not even buying them when they when they connect with the cell phone companies. Ain't nobody choosing the Nokia. So those of you who still got Nokias or Nokias, tomato, tomato, potato, potato, they're at number 8. That's the most hated companies in America. At number 7, American Airlines. Ugh. I think I've only flown American Airlines maybe twice in my life. I can kind of see that one. They're at number 7 at the most hated companies in America. I mean, after 9/11, we all understand what happened and that type of thing. So that kind of hit them really bad, and people aren't really getting back on them. But at number 6, which really kind of concerned me, was Research in Motion, LTD. Y'all know I am with BlackBerry, y'all. BlackBerry. And number 6, people are hating BlackBerries now. iPhones and Androids have kicked out. Remember, everybody used to call it a Crackberry? Everybody had to have a BlackBerry. So now they're at number 6, the most hated in America. At number 5, Citigroup Inc., Citibank. I'm like, what? I thought everybody was on Citibank. Ms. J ain't on Citibank, so let me stop. They were the rival of J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. and all this other type of stuff, but it seems like J.P. Morgan then went up a bit because they're at number 5 of the most hated companies. And number 4, surprisingly, is Facebook. Number 4 in the most hated company in America is Facebook. People getting tired of Facebook already. So what's next? Y'all know how we was on MySpace, and we left MySpace for Facebook. So what will we leave Facebook for? I know most of y'all can't even imagine a life without Facebook right now. That's how it was. Remember when Black Planet came out, and I used to be on what was called collegeclub.com? We could not see anything else happening, and then it did. Then there was MySpace, and we couldn't see anything happening, and then it did. So now it's Facebook, and they're at number 4 as the most hated company in America, and number 3, T-Mobile USA. Oh, not good. Ooh, T-Mobile. We did the top 3 cell phone companies of 2012, according to Consumer Reports. At number 1 was Verizon, number 2 was AT&T, and number 3 was Sprint. I don't know where T-Mobile fell in line, but right now they're at number 3 in the most hated companies in America. At number 2, the Dish Network. Who still got Dish? I'm going to tell y'all right now. I'm sorry. Ms. J is down with Comcast. I'm down with Comcast cable. I can't do the Dish because if the wind blow and then you got to have your Dish on your house and it looks ugly, it looks like your house is deformed or your apartment. Some apartment complexes don't want it because it's not uniform. You can't have this rugged Dish all in your house. Then it storms, it rains, you lose the signal. They don't have WE TV. They don't have Centric. They don't have TV One. And those are like my top 3 networks to actually watch. So, sorry, Dish, but you're at number 2. So y'all really hating the Dish Network Corporation. Those of you who have Dish, you might look to want to switch. I mean, you get what you pay for. At number 1, the number 1 hated company in America. Oh, sadly, it's JCPenney. What's up with pennies, y'all? Y'all don't like pennies? Macy's got it on lock. Macy's always blowing out the roof. I think it's the parade. I think that's what it is. See, Macy's knew how to do it way back in the day. You know how they do the Thanksgiving parade? Got everybody loving Macy's, and now they do the commercial with all the celebrities. And just to let y'all know that those Macy's commercials, those are not digitally enhanced. Those are actually the celebrities that take out their time, like Diddy, Martha Stewart, Jessica Simpson, they had Justin Bieber. They had all these people on that actually go there and do the commercials. That's how strong and how popular Macy's is. But the number 1 hated company in America is JCPenney. Oh, woo-woo. But it's all good. We're going to keep it going right here on this day in the morning. I'm going ahead and try to encourage all of y'all that's working for them companies. Y'all might need to look for another career, another job, because they're going down in stocks. Now, this report was done according to their shares from 2012. So shares are going down. Investors are pulling out. If investors are pulling out, y'all know what that means. It's going to be some changes going on in 2013. So God gives you wisdom. Go ahead and use it. But no matter where you are, you ain't going to lose because you're covered in the blood of Jesus. So let's play some Sam Collier. No losing.
No losing. Right.
Right.
Yeah. No losing.
Y'all already know what this is, man.
Here we go.
Can I get done when I gotta get done, y'all?
The pain is cancer,
My workout CD. Y'all know Ms. J is on a diet. Oh, I said the D word. Uh-oh. I know I'm going to get some phone calls about that. Yes, Ms. J is on a diet. Y'all know, those of you who know me personally know I don't do New Year's resolutions. I just don't do it. I just make personal goals, short-term and long-term, and I just strive for them, whether it's in the new year, middle of the year, end of the year, top of the year, spring, fall, summer, winter, whatever. I don't do the New Year's resolution thing, but for the new year, I decided to go ahead and get a physical so I can start the new year off knowing where I stand medically, and I suggest that we all do it. Get your eyes checked, your ears checked, especially if you got health insurance you're paying for, you might as well go ahead and get it done. So I said, well, let me go to the doctor and get everything checked out to see how am I doing, and I gained 6 pounds, y'all. I gained 6 pounds since my last doctor's visit. I'm not going to tell you when the previous visit was, but just know that going up 6 pounds was not in the plan. That was not in it. And I know the first excuse that comes to our mind, well, the holidays. I know, but that's what makes it worse. I'm not supposed to gain 6 pounds, y'all. Oh, it hurt my heart to hear the doctor say that. And being that I am African-American, most of us have a history of high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, all that stuff, sickle cell. The weight is not what you want to put on. So I had to buckle down and do it, y'all. I had to do it. I posted a little bit about it, and I really don't talk about it because I'm really not that health guru. I am not, y'all. It really is all God that helps me get through. I don't have any problems with eating healthy. I am acknowledging where my issues lie. My issues are with portion control and sweets and sodas. Like, that's really where my problem is. Like, it's okay to have it sometimes for some people, but when I get it, I get too much, y'all. I'm the one that can't have a slice of pie. I got to eat the whole thing, like, seriously, especially if it's good pie. If it's bad pie, then, you know, I just don't want to waste it. I'll go ahead and finish it. But, no, like, your grandmama pie, your great auntie pie, seriously, like, while you're cooking the other ones, let me go ahead and eat this one right out the pie pan, and then I'm going to take two more home and eat those before the weekend is up. That's Ms. J. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there, y'all. So gaining 6 pounds was not something I wanted to do. She is not cute, 6 pounds heavier. No, she is not. So, yes, I'm on the D word. And I've been doing pretty good. I'm actually 3 pounds down, y'all. Half of the weight that I gained, I've already lost it. And I'm not going to tell you how quick it was. But it was quick because I made some changes. I went ahead and made up in my mind that it's either now or it's never. I have a 4-year-old I want to be around. And it's a boy. I have a boy, y'all. Those of you who have kids, y'all know how it is having boys. And I'm a single mama. I can't sit there and be yelling down the street telling him to go run. And I'm walking. And he like 10 feet ahead of me. I can't even keep up. I'm already sweating. And we only 1 block away from the house. I can't. She cannot do that. So what I'm simply doing and what's been working for me is calorie counting. I cut out the sweets. I cut out bread and no more sodas, y'all. I do water. And if I want to taste for something like juice or something like that, I have my little shakers. Some of you guys use Crystal Light. I use this off-brand. I think it's called Weiler's or Wheeler's from Food for Less. You get 10 in a box for only a dollar. Sometimes it might be 98 cents, 99 cents if they really want to get you. It might be $1.07, but you get 10 packs. You put one pack in one bottle of water, and it really does taste good. I don't like Crystal Light because it leaves like this aftertaste. It tastes diety. I don't want that. I don't want to know that I'm actually on a diet. I want to enjoy what I'm eating. It tastes good. That's why I eat a whole bunch of it, right? So the Weiler's, the W-Y-L-E-R apostrophe S boxes, you can find them over there by the Kool-Aid and all that stuff and the energy drinks and all that. 99 cents for one box. There's 10 in a box, and I put it in there, and it actually tastes good. There's no aftertaste. It tastes like exactly what it says. Me and my son actually fight over the lemonade, like, because, you know, lemonade, some people be messing that up. It actually tastes good. It's like the right balance of sweetener, but there's no added sugar in there, and it's only 5 calories per pack. So if you're on, you know, the calorie diet, counting calories, that's what I'm doing. I'm not going to tell you how much I gave me a day because it kind of fluctuates. You can go and Google calorie counter and find out how much weight you want to lose according to your age and your height and how much weight you have now, and it will tell you what to set yourself for a day. So I've been doing okay. I haven't really cheated. I don't eat after 7 o'clock at night either. So those of you who are asking me questions about all that, that's what I'm doing, and that's about it. So there's so much more going on. I'll make sure to keep you guys posted on how I'm doing with the diet. Oh, I got to find another word. The Healthier Lifestyle Revolution. That's what we're going to call it. Don't that sound big and grand? Healthier Lifestyle Revolution. That's what Ms. J is doing right here on Ms. J in the Morning. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. Thank you so much for you guys for tuning in. Those of you who want to keep up with what's going on, log on to MsJProductions.com. Find out what's going on. Go ahead and vote. How do you want to receive the Ms. J Forum? Video only, blog only, or both? Let me know. Vote on there. Hit me up on my guest book. Everything that's going on, Ms. J in the Morning, is updated frequently, so keep it locked. We're at the end of the show. And I want to leave you guys a little something, something, letting you know that, you know, it don't matter what it is. Just keep smiling. Keep smiling, y'all. Your smile. I mean, I'm going to say this before I go. I'm sorry. I know I'm kind of rambling right now, but I'm excited and I really don't want to get off because y'all know I love you. The number one attractive feature for men to women, like the number one thing that men are attracted to, and ironically, the same thing for women has been scientifically proven, is their smile. Yes, it is not a physical feature on men and women. I mean, like, the polls have been done in years, and it's always at number one is the smile. So keep smiling, y'all. Here's Kurt Franklin as we head out, a little bit of I Smile. I love you, and I look forward to talking to you in the morning. It's Ms. J in the Morning. Mwah.
I dedicate this song. Recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
With you.
I'll smile.
What you do?
I'll smile.
Come on and